We pulled in three members of Congress. We still got two races out. So the landslide that Republicans had hoped for nationwide and maybe didn't get occurred in Texas. We had deep roots here, and I think we've seen a political reordering in Texas that's going to affect our state for many years to come.
Now, here 2 years ago, you were a Democrat really without your party's support. Now, here you are, a Republican senator-elect, well-liked by the dominant conservative wing of the party. And what does that say about you and about the Democrats and about the Republicans?
Well, it says being in the Senate is going to be a lot more pleasant than trying to work with Tip O'Neill in the House. But I think what it says about Texas is that Texans support people who stand up for Texas. I had to make a hard decision. I was a conservative Democrat. I'd been elected by the people of my district to represent them. And when I got to Washington, I had to choose between them and Tip O'Neill. And it's not easy to buck your party's leadership, but I thought what we were doing in the Reagan program was right for America. And I think it's proven out in my state our program is working for the working people of Texas. That's why they reelected Ronald Reagan. That's why they're sending me to the Senate. And that's why they've given us between 3 and 5 new House seats in Texas.
But how easy is it really going to be when you get to Washington? Because the Republicans didn't get the big gains all across the country they had hoped for. How easy will it be for you to enact the conservative programs?
Well, as I said last night in my speech claiming victory, now the hard part begins. We've got a deficit problem that we've got to deal with. We've got to sustain the growth. We've got to preserve the tax cuts that have provided incentives for people to work, save, and invest. We face very real challenges in Central America. So I think we face a tough job, but we have a healthy economy. We have a president who has a strong mandate. That's something we can build on, but I think it's imperative that we hit the ground running. We've got to enact a program within the first 9 months of the new administration, in my opinion, if we're to take full advantage of the mandate that Ronald Reagan got last night. And it will be tough. Losing those two seats in the Senate hurt, and I think it's going to take a bipartisan effort in both the House and the Senate. I'm going to try to work for that.
All right, Senator-elect Graham, congratulations again, and thank you for joining us.